Good morning. A Tuesday morning post-Labor Day holiday weekend. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Good morning. Hope you had a restful weekend.
I did, David. I had a wonderful weekend, and I hope you did, too. It's great to have a couple of days off every once in a while and recharge your batteries.
We, meanwhile, are watching Hurricane Dorian, which is perched close to Florida. I heard one of the meteorologists who's been studying, as he said, for over 20 years, hurricanes, and he's never seen one, quote, stalled. It is stalled right now. We're waiting to see what the movement will be, which could determine whether Florida has dealt a powerful blow or a less intense scrape, and it's expected to move up the coast, perhaps making landfall in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina region. But already 5 dead in the Bahamas, and another example of these more intense storms that are hitting us now.
No question. We have the image of the President of the United States saying that he is serving the people, but we see him on the golf course, swinging away, and we're hearing that he's being given regular updates. Well, that doesn't give us the image of somebody who's working real hard. This storm is a terror because it shows once again not only that we're getting them, but we're getting different kinds of things. It's sitting right there over the Bahamas as we speak right now, and it has yet to move. So that the people in Florida have been working on getting ready for this for days and days. The anxiety, the amount of pressure is great, and we can only feel for all of our friends and all of those who are down there going through this. It indicates to me that we in the great Northeast in so many ways are so much luckier than being down there and having to go through this every year. And remember, David, this is just the start of the hurricane season.
No question. Another one already developing. Speaking of a terror or scourge in our country, a shooting, another shooting, West Texas Rampage. Gunman, we learn now from the New York Times, was fired hours before from a trucking job. And the issue really is larger than that. What will happen in this country when it comes to guns and the rules regulating them?
Well, that's right, David. Sooner or later, we have to put a stop to some of this madness of just too many guns all over the place. We know that. And yet, in the name of politics, this president, who says he's interested in background checks, and by the way, there was a background check on this guy, and he failed it. So we just have to move. Now, in the name of winning an election, this guy, is President Trump, is risking lives. No two ways.
Brexit showdown looms as MPs prepare to return to Parliament. It's make-or-break week in the UK right now as the country barrels toward a deadline to withdraw from the European Union without yet securing a deal on the terms of the divorce.
Well, there's just so much baloney that can go on. Now we see Boris Johnson indicating that there may have to be elections again. And that is the kind of trouble that got the Brits into this soup in the very beginning. So if there is an election, I have no idea what would happen, nor does anybody else. But my bet is that there's going to be real trouble coming out of it, and that it may be the end of Johnson. Look, there is no easy answer here. We have learned that the hard way.
From Politico this morning, it's now Biden, Warren, Sanders, and everyone else. Quote, it's too late in the game to keep saying it's too early. That's a former Hillary Clinton advisor saying of the Democratic presidential primary.
That's right. All along, you know, I've been saying Biden has the lead. Biden has the lead. I'm not endorsing Biden, not by any means. I think Biden really has to show a little bit more than he's shown. Elizabeth Warren is incredibly popular with the Democratic base, but there are some concerns that she is electable. I know her, David. I think she's terrific, and anything can happen in an election. Right now, all of the major candidates are beating Donald Trump in polls. But that doesn't mean that they'll win. The Times has a fascinating analysis. I would recommend everybody go and look at it about how Trump could win again, even if he gets substantially whooped in the popular vote. There is a very good chance that this, what is now seen as a corrupt electoral college, could win for him once again.
And there was a fascinating piece which looked at Joe Biden and when he's questioned, why are you running, and some of the difficulty in his response.
Well, he's not good on his feet, that's for sure. You know, he somehow manages to keep the affection of the people who are being polled. You know, maybe it's the fact, I've been thinking about this, maybe it's the fact that people think, well, you know, so he's not so articulate, neither am I, and that's what's going on. But in any case, Biden has consistently done well in the polls, for whatever that's worth.
And it's not only with older white people, it's also black voters who seem to support him, at least more than everyone else. Among all black voters, Biden is leading, for example, Bernie Sanders 41% to 20%.
Yeah, I think some of the classic liberals have more trouble with black voters than Biden. Biden is seen as a tried and true guy by black voters, and they're sticking with him. And no matter how many people have been trying to loosen that Biden grip on the black voter, it hasn't worked.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, as always.
Thank you, David. We got through it again.
Once again. Hooray.